रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 112 द लैमेंट ऑफ विभीषण. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Vibhishana beheld his brother Ravana defeated by Rama and lying on the ground, a lifeless corpse, and cried and wailed out of uncontrollable grief. Peerless lord of boundless prowess, feared far and near through the worlds, master of every science and art, adept in the mysteries of kingship, he used to take your rest on the beds of swan feathers covered with fragrant flowers, divested of the stalks. Has it come to this that you quit your hold upon life on the rough bare earth like a fallen thing? Your arms are spread awry that resemble the trunks of elephants and adorned with diverse ornaments of rare make. Your crown has fallen away from your brows. Was it your fate to lie here all unseemly and still, as if the Lord of Day had fallen headlong from his place on high? My words to you spoken on that day have now come true. Lust and pride maddened your brain, and you made light of my well-meant counsel. Prahastha, Indrajit, Kumbhakarna, Atikaya, Narantaka, and the other Ratchasa heroes, not to speak of your own self, made light of that deed whose result has come to you now, not to be set aside. Alas, you were the last word in the science of polity. You were dharma incarnate. You were the head and heart of strength and valor. You were worthy of all praise, and you have met your fate today. And those excellences are now adrift with no one to dwell in. This Lord has to account Agnihotras, and the Lord of Day has given life and light to the worlds. Has this day fallen headlong from his place on high? The queen of night has sunk in blind darkness, shorn of her rays. The lord of fire is now a dull cloud. Energy and enthusiasm are now idle and listless. All these and much more have come true now that the famed lord of Lanka, the gem on the crown of warriors, is no more but a lifeless corpse, measuring his length on the bare earth. Lo, Ravana, the best and bravest of the Rakshasa world, is worsted by his foe and rolls in the dust. A mighty huge tree is uprooted and spread on the ground by a terrible whirlwind. The mighty Rakshasa is the tree and Rama is a whirlwind. Valor is the root of that great tree. Tapasya is his strength. Cheer is his flower and courage is his tender leaves. Ravana, the mad elephant, lies mauled by Rama, the lion. The tusks are his fame, the hind part is his heredity. The limbs are his anger, and the trunk is his favor. The ten-headed Ravana is a fire that has been put out by Rama, the cloud. Valor and cheer are the flames, the breath is the smoke, the strength is the heat. The mighty and valorous bull of a Ravana has been killed by Raghuvira, the tiger. The Rakshasas are the nails and thorns of that bull. Thus did Vibhishana, unable to bear the sorrow, wail the death of Ravana in words, reasonable and appropriate. Hearing him thus wail, Rama said, "Dear friend, he was valorous and dreadful in battle, had unbounded cheer and optimism. Do not think that he has been vanquished in battle as an ordinary weakling. Rest assured that he died after performing valorous deeds, praiseworthy in every respect. No need to weep for those who are true Kshatriyas and have lost their lives in battle, fighting with all their valor and desirous of reaching heaven by death in battle, true and straight. Dead though they be, they live eternally in name and fame. Ravana was very intelligent, had conquered the three worlds, the Devas and Indra. He has ascended to the Virasvarga and has won everlasting fame. This is not the time to feel for his end, an end which has to be reached by one and all by the passage of time. We have not heard of anyone who has been always successful in battle. A true warrior is either killed or kills his foes in battle. To kill or to be killed in fight is a universal dharma. Our ancients have praised and lauded high the death of a warrior in battle. Kshatriyas have accepted this. I therefore opine that the death of a Kshatriya in battle, after he has fought valiantly without ever turning his back to his foe, should never be wailed. You will therefore understand this truth, and knowing that everything born has to die, proceed to think of the steps to be taken hereafter. Addressed thus by Sri Rama, the descendant of the line of the Ikshvakus and the avatara of dharma and fame, Vibhishna, with sorrow unabated, spoke thus about the rites to be performed for his brother. Devas and Indra together could not defeat Ravana in battle. That great hero was killed in battle by facing you, even as the ocean waves die out on the shores. He has numberless charitable deeds to his credit. He has worshipped the Devas and masters with all the might of his heart. He has enjoyed all the pleasures in life. He has favored all his followers. He had endowed his friends with riches and prosperity. He has avenged himself many a time on his foes. He has performed the Agnihotra ceaselessly. He is mighty of tapas, well versed in the Vedas, has accomplished Vedic rites according to the standard rules and regulations. I await your orders to perform the last rites, worthy of a true warrior without an equal, great in the path of dharma, famous in the performance of Agnihotra, to enable him to attain the noblest salvation in the worlds beyond. His brothers, his sons, and his nearest kith and kin are all dead and gone. I am the only surviving member of his family, and the duty of performing the last ceremonies devolves therefore on me. Raghuveera heard Vibhishna's piteous and humble prayer and ordered the last rites to be performed. Vibhishna, we should not abandon the last rites due to him. Though there was enmity between you and him, it would not be proper. All enmity should end with death. It is not justice to continue to bear ill will towards one who is dead. We came here to redeem Sita, and that object has been achieved. Obsequies due for Ravana should be paid. He is your brother. You are a great friend of mine, and therefore your brother is a brother to me also. If you refuse to do the last ceremonies because he was evil-minded, I shall not hesitate to do the rites myself. Any one of the brothers has the authority to do the last ceremonies. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.